Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today. We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying then and what he's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 20, verse 1. If you have a Bible in hand, that is ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David, who writes many of the Psalms, writes this one. Verse 1. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. That the Lord would answer you, David said. What a gift that the Lord would answer you. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. The idea that the Lord, the God of all gods, the uncreated God, the source of all things, would answer us. May the Lord answer you. We don't create this desire in God to respond to us. We don't beg God to want to communicate with us. We didn't create this idea in God to be a God of revelation, a God of responding, a God of relationship. This is the nature of God. This whole idea comes from him. God is the one who wants to answer us, who wants to be with us, who wants to be close to us. God is the one who decided to come after us. We didn't create this desire in him. This is part of his nature. God in his nature wants to be close to you. And David said, may the Lord answer you, that we would speak to God and he would respond to us. This is the greatest mystery of humanity, the relationship that we have available to us by God's grace, by his decision and design. Maybe today you would say, God, help me understand more. Help me believe more. Help me enjoy more this truth that you, because of your own nature, want a relationship with me, a responsive, intimate, close relationship. This is from you. I didn't create this desire in you. You desire a relationship with me. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress, David said. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. When you are in distress, would God protect you? This is the nature of God, to protect us. David knew about needing protection. He had spent plenty of days of his life needing God to intervene. David had been in distress a whole lot. And David is saying, when you are in distress and when you need God to protect you, you need to be speaking to him. You need to be speaking to him in such a way that he would be able to respond to you. When you're in distress and you need protection, you need to be speaking to God. And God will have a response for you. David is a righteous, God-fearing, God-loving guy. Yet he had a lot of distress in his life. He was human here in this world, and he was affected by the brokenness. And he called out to God when he was in trouble. We need to call out to God when we're in distress. And God cares. We're not wearing him out. We're not bothering him. He wants to hear from us like a great parent wants to hear from their kid. Maybe today you would say, God, I'm in distress. Or God, I want to run to you or call to you or talk to you when I'm in trouble. David said, "May the name of the God of Jacob protect you." We call out to God in distress. He answers us, and the name of the God of Jacob protects us. David knew God's name. He knew things about God. He knew who God was. And knowing God, the name of God, the attributes of God, the character of God, this was part of David's protection. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. This closeness to God, this knowing God, this walking intimately with God, it helps us. It protects us. Maybe today you would say, God, I want to know you. I want to even know your name. I want to know your character, your attributes. I want to be close to you. Let's pray this verse together now. God, thank you that we have confidence that you want us, that you love us, that you pursue us and desire us, not because we make you. This comes from your own nature. You are the one who initiated wanting a relationship with us. By your grace, you came after us. This is who you are. I pray that we would enjoy being loved by God and having a relationship with God available to us through Jesus. I pray that we would trust you and call out to you when we're in distress, and that we would know your name and walk with you closely. We pray this, Jesus, in your great name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with 7. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope that Start with 7 is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.